Welcome. We are in a great time of transformation on the earth plane. And these are very exciting times, despite all the chaos that we see in the world and some of the chaos that we see in our personal lives. This is all part of the bigger plan, the divine plan unfolding. Now, there are many groups around the world right now doing this exact same type of healing or meditation in preparation for the Grand Conjunction that's happening on December 21st. I'm going to be talking about all of this, all right, and what's going on with the planets and what's going on with us. So there is space for what is being called a positive reset through this grand conjunction of several planets on December 21st, which is also the winter solstice. And I'm going to be talking quite a bit about that and what it means for humanity and what we can do to prepare for it and what we can do moving into 2021. So in the energy healing, later on, you will be getting what's called a DNA upgrade. There's a lot of powerful frequencies that are going to be coming through. These are frequencies that are connected to the new paradigm, 2021 into 2041. This is the next 20 years. So just be open to receive, to release whatever it is that you want to let go, because some of these frequencies coming in are extremely powerful, and they are meant to break up a lot of these karmic patterns that we're still holding on to. We're going to be challenged with, are we going to step into the light and step up higher, or are we going to stay into the same old, same old? And this is where we are right now at a crossroads in humanity. So we're in this time of great change and awakening. And this awakening requires us to come very much into our hearts, into the truth of who we are as soul beings. And that's not really an intellectual understanding that we can have. It's a journey that we have to take inward, because that's how we see the truth. That's how we see the truth of what's happening in the world. That's how we see the truth of what's happening in our own lives. We're either delusional or we're seeing truth. And the only way we can see truth is if we're in our hearts, okay? And we're in the love of our own souls toward ourselves first, all right? So this really has a lot to do with love of self. For the last several years, we have been in massive karmic upheavals. And so what does this mean? It means that the old dramas that we have been living through, whether they are personal, whether they are with family, friends, the collective, the powers that be, the institutions that run the earth plane, we are in massive karmic upheaval. The old dramas, the dysfunctional dramas that don't work anymore, they're coming up to the surface. If we're in relationships that don't work, if we have health that isn't good, if we're having difficulty creating prosperity, whatever it may be, these dramas that keep playing out over and over and over again, keeping us stuck in the same old patterns of life, they're all coming up to the surface. I've had more people in the last couple of months find me and say, I need to start fixing me. I need to start healing me. It's my time now. And that's right. And that's right. This is what we all need to do. So because these karmic dramas that we've been living for lifetime after lifetime, they're not going to serve us as we move forward into 2021 and for years beyond. 2021 represents a new era, a new decade, a new paradigm unfolding. The old ways of the old paradigms are beginning to break down. And that is what we are seeing oftentimes in our own lives, and we're certainly seeing it in what's happening in the world and COVID, and all of this is the old paradigms trying to break down through whatever destructive ways it needs to break down. But this is what's happening. As we move into a new age, it is said that this is the age of Aquarius. Now, we've been kind of entering into the age of Aquarius for quite some time, but we are at a crossroad right now, the Grand Conjunction, December 21st, either catapults us into that age or holds us back. Now, this is an individual thing, okay? There are plenty of us who are going to be catapulted into that age of Aquarius, where some people are not going to do there because they're not going to get there because they're still living in the old dramas and they're not willing to let go and release the old dramas, fear, anger patterns, insecurity patterns, dysfunctional patterns, whatever they are, addictive patterns. As we move into this age of Aquarius, it is us, we, who will unite humanity. We, the people. That's the power that we have, and that is the power that we must utilize. It's really and truly up to us to do it. And we must bring forth this evolution, okay, personally and globally. It is our choice how we want to move through this. Do we want to move through it in chaos, or do we want to move through it in inner peace? Well, this tonight is all about moving through it with inner peace, okay, as we get a little bit more into the talk. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the planetary aspects of what's happening and the impact these planetary aspects are having on us personally and globally. So essentially for the month of December, we've got two eclipses and a grand conjunction. Now, these planets, I'm going to talk all about this and explain it. These planets don't do anything to us, but they do emit new energies, and they do challenge us to break up a lot of old patterns if we're open to it. So this grand conjunction may have no effect on some people and have a great effect on others if we're open to it, and we should all be open to it, to the positive changes that it's going to bring. So the two eclipses, okay, bring a lot of upheaval and challenge in the area of communication, in the area of our thoughts and our heart. What are we communicating? Are we communicating in love? Are we communicating in anger? Are we communicating in hatred? What are we communicating? What mindset are we living under? The first eclipse, which has already just passed us, happened on Monday, November 30th. And that was a full moon lunar eclipse in Gemini. Full moons have the tendency to reveal what is hidden. More darkness, more shadow aspects in our personal lives and in the world will be revealed. And that's what the full moon does. It brings up all the darkness, right? The full moon illuminates the darkness. So this is in the sign of Gemini. Okay, the two minds. Gemini has the two minds, right? The logic, the spiritual, the light, the dark, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong. So this happens. This is happening in the sign of Gemini, forcing us to look at our mind, our thoughts, our beliefs, and how we are communicating them. And they have to be positive, and we've got to get control of the mind if we don't have it. We've got to begin to transform the mental body, our belief systems, to much more empowered ones instead of fearful ones. So that's what this just recent full moon is churning up. There may be confusion this week, even into next week. Confusion and clarity. If you're confused, Ask the universe, ask your spirit guides to bring in clarity. It will work. If you're clear, then good. Stay clear. All right? But this full moon can bring up shadow aspects causing confusion. And it can cause some emotional upheaval and some verbal upheaval. All right? So just be aware of that. If that's happening to you this week and into the forthcoming week or longer. It's vital for us to keep our immune systems strong right now because of all the transformational energy that's happening. However it is that you keep your immune system strong through vitamins, teas, eating healthy, it's very important. Echinacea, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, very important to keep that going now, all right, because the immune system will be taxed as we pass through this conjunction on December 21st. The next eclipse that's coming up is December 14th. That's a solar eclipse and a new moon in Sagittarius. So the solar eclipse always brings light. The new moon always brings in what's new. So we get a bit of a reprieve from all the darkness surfacing through the Sagittarius energy, which says, ah, there's hope. Let's be inspired. We have to have the ultimate faith in the truth. And even if we don't know what the truth is yet in the world, or we don't even know the truth about who we are as soul beings yet, we must have the ultimate faith that is within our power to understand. Because the Sagittarian is very light and very upbeat. So this is also a time for new beginnings and the availability of the higher energies to come into us. Does everybody have an idea where they want to be higher or healthier or happier in their lives? I would imagine everybody does. It may be one area. It could be several areas. But this yearning to have that now allows us to be open to receive it. Okay, so there's a lot of new beginnings possible with this new solar eclipse, December 14th, all right, and the new moon for new beginnings and positive energy, positive outcomes. So these two eclipses then lead up to this grand conjunction, which doesn't happen all the time. I think the last time this happened in the sign of Aquarius was like, I don't know, 200 or 400 years ago when there was a paradigm change again. So this conjunction in the sign of Aquarius is the meeting of two big planets, Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion, which rules the sign of Sagittarius, and Saturn, which rules the sign of Capricorn and Aquarius. But Saturn is the disciplinarian and is the planet of responsibility. The return of these two planets create expansion, huge expansion, but we don't want to expand in chaos. We want to expand in some sort of systematic way, or expansion then gets very chaotic, very scattered, and that is not a good thing. So when Jupiter and Saturn meet, Jupiter is going to say, okay, expand, expand, everybody, expand. And Saturn's going to say, but we have to do it with responsibility and discipline. We get to choose that, how we want this expansion to come into our lives and into the world. We must choose Saturn through responsibility and discipline, because there's a lot of people who aren't going to follow that, so many of us need to follow that just within our own lives. Because the return of Saturn is the return to the light. Saturn brings us into the light. Jupiter brings us into expansion, but it can bring us into a lot of hectic chaos, and we don't want that as we move into this new paradigm. So this is when a new era is born. December 21st this year is a very critical day for the evolution of humanity. And the deeper questions that we're going to ask ourselves next year is, who am I? How much power do I have within myself? And how much power do I want to give away or turn over to others or institutions? And the answer is, we have the power. And we have to take that power back and own it by asking the question, who am I? These higher frequencies that we're going to get later on, and these higher frequencies coming in starting 2021, help us understand who we are as soul beings and the power that we have to heal ourselves, the power that we have to be unified, the power that we have to create peace and harmony even when there's chaos going on around us, to create prosperity, to create health. These are the energies of power that we are now opening up to more than ever before. During this time, December 21st, the veil is very thin, as they say, between heaven and earth. We can see through delusion and illusion and see truth. Who do you want to be moving forward? How do you want to be? What do you feel you need? The truth is, you already have it. It's already in you. You already are that person. Whether it's to be prosperous, to be healthier, to have a loving relationship, to get out of relationships that do not work, you are already that empowered person. It's just a matter of tapping into it, believing it, and then feeling it. And next year is going to help us do that even more so. So today is kind of like an introduction to all of this. We have a great opportunity on December 21st to completely reset, revitalize, and restructure our heart toward the spiritual ascension of humanity in the sign of Aquarius, because the sign of Aquarius is the humanitarian sign, where we see everyone as being equal, but we don't have to have violence and chaos through that understanding and that awareness. Who will stay in darkness and who will step into the light? It's also said that December 21st will bring in a timeline split, okay? Meaning, and I've been talking about this for several years, and there's some people on the line who know this. Those of you who are hearing it for the first time, this is how I've explained it. The soul and the ego are blended. And that's a healthy human being, where we're blended, where the ego is governed by the soul and not the other way around. This timeline split is going to split humanity into those who are more in the soul and reaching for the soul and the higher energies, all right, the ascension, and those who are still going to stay very bound into the ego. This is a split between the third dimension of the material, ego-oriented world and the split between the higher dimension, which is the fifth dimension, which we are ascending into. Okay, the third dimension here is the ego material world that we live in. There is a fourth dimension, which is a lot of psychic abilities, which many people on here have developed, their intuition and some psychic abilities, healing abilities. But we have to go higher than that. We have to go into the fifth dimension. And the ascension of The ascension of our fifth dimensional reality is where we are at right now. So as we go higher and we continue to raise our vibration, there's a good possibility that many who are stuck down here will rise with us. And there are some who absolutely won't. But we have to keep rising up into the fifth dimension. What's the fifth dimension? The fifth dimension is the true spirituality. It is the true soul's home. It is the birthplace of true love, unity, health, spirituality. There's no ego there. There's no fear. There's no disease. There's no manipulation and control and corruption. There's none of that. And that's where we have to start to reach for more and more, because that's where the real truth is. And that's the splintering that's going to begin happening more and more. And we're going to see this in the world, all right? We may even see it in our own lives. Those who can't ascend and heal themselves and start to raise their vibration, we'll probably have to release them or keep them at a distance in our lives. Because the unity of this light is so important right now. So, like starting today, leading up to this conjunction on the 21st of December. We're in the end of a very difficult karmic cycle. I'm sure there's not one person, you know, who wants any of what we're seeing in the world now to continue. And the age of Aquarius gives us that opportunity, all right, to change a lot of it. This karmic cycle that we're in, we've got about 3 years. 3 years of a lot of change. And we'll be moving more and more into the higher realms, into the age of Aquarius, of oneness. All right? But it's not going to be universal. But it's going to take 20 years for us to actually sort of, for the embryo to implant in the womb before it can actually grow into something much bigger and larger. And there are many young people, even some who are on the line here, who are part of this, and they need this because their soul's programming in 20 to 50 years from now is about bringing love and unity to the planet. These are the new children. So those of us who are aware have to keep bringing that in. On December 21st, it's a great idea to actually create your own little ritual for what it is that you want to manifest, or who it is that you want to become, or what it is that you want to release and let go of. A little ritual can be lighting a candle with crystals. It can be prayer, meditation, visualization. This is all important. Light a white candle, December 21st. Call in the higher frequencies. Talk to your higher self. Ask the universe, your spirit guides, to help you continue the ascension upward, and that you'll be willing to release and let go whatever is in the way, because that's going to improve your life in many ways. And as you do that for your life, it affects the other people's lives as well in a positive way. That's how we raise up humanity. There's a quote that I thought I want to read because it was so beautifully written. And it says, "The grand conjunction in Aquarius can bring ideas of more community-based living, where we are all seen as equals, and where there is a focus on everyone thriving rather than just a few individuals. And while this is all beautiful energy and it can help us create a new world, we also have to be mindful of losing our sense of individuality We can't do that. Losing our own thoughts and beliefs in favor of what the masses think and believe. We must become more connected to ourselves, to the universe, and less overly reliant on technology. When I read that, I thought that was extremely powerful. Okay, how we have to connect with each other and through the heart. And I will meet you in that place, in the higher plane, up there. And we will all meet up there in this human life. So how do we prepare for these transformations that are forthcoming and beyond? Number one, you need to keep healing yourself. We need to keep going within ourselves and healing ourselves, because that's where the true transformation takes place, is within the self. Number two, we need to connect with the Divine Mother and the Divine Father. Whoever that is to you, is it the Blessed Mother and Jesus Christ? Is it God? Is it Sarah? Is it Abraham? Is it Buddha? Is it the goddess? The goddess? The Divine Mother lives within all of us, and that is the unconditional love that we yearn for. The Divine Father also lives within all of us, and that is the support of the I've got your back. And it's within all of us. And it's the reconnection or the remembrance of those energies, which we're going to focus on in the healing and the meditation shortly, all right, that we need to keep in mind that we are that. That the Divine Mother and that love is within us. That the Divine Father of support and protection is within us. These are very high concepts, all right? But this is where we're going, into the new paradigm. Number three, we must hold the space of peace and love leading up to the conjunction and beyond, because those of us who are in the light, and there's tens of thousands around the world doing this right now, we're going to set the tone for the outcome of this conjunction to be expansive, with discipline and responsibility for our future. Right? Those thoughts and those beliefs go out into the universe, all right? And the planets will make it happen. And that doesn't mean we won't see any chaos, but we have to hold that space steady. It's very important that we do. Number four, connect with nature. The soul's light is always illuminated when we connect with nature, animals, birds, the sky. Anything in nature helps us to connect with the soul and with the light. It brings peace. And finally, number five, this is extremely important. Acknowledge your feelings. Always acknowledge your feelings. If you feel anxious or depressed or irritated or angry or insecure or worried, don't suppress those emotions. Allow them to come up and release out of you. And then come back home to your heart. There's a very false belief that we can stay in light and love and peace and beauty 24/7. No, we can't. In fact, when we try to do that, we're actually not raising our vibration. To raise our vibration, we have to let some of the lower energies and feelings and thoughts come up so that they can be transformed. If we keep them suppressed, they never get transformed. And that doesn't bring us to where we want to be in the new and higher paradigm. So we don't want to suppress it. I saw another quote here, again, not mine, and I loved how this author wrote this. And he said, Our vibration hums the highest when we are true to how we feel and connected and accepting of who we are, flaws and all. And I wrote this, which years ago, which I loved, which says, with all my insecurities, flaws, and imperfections, I am still lovable and worthy. And that is the truth. And so we have to remember that. We don't want to suppress the emotions. We want to let them up and come out. When we are connected to the love within ourselves, really to that core, we won't be able to hate anyone. We won't be able to despise anyone. We can be in acceptance of who people are. It doesn't mean we have to like them. It doesn't mean we have to engage with them. But we can accept them for who they are without spewing, you know, the anger, any of the hatred. And this is where we are trying to ascend into through this age of Aquarius. I want to just point out that in the middle of December, these two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, are moving into the sign of Aquarius. I think there are a few Aquarians online here tonight. Be prepared for some upheaval. If you know any Aquarians, if you have an Aquarius in your sun or your moon or your rising, be prepared for some upheavals. And that's a good thing. Now, the other sign that's also affected by it is Leo, because Aquarius and Leo are opposite signs, but they are very connected. So if you've got Leo in your chart, I do in my moon, there'll be some emotional challenges to overcome, but that's okay, because that is ascension. That is how we raise our vibration, all right, into the unification of humanity, and we're all part of it, and everyone is needed. In this degree, we're all needed. And if you want to think about what your purpose is in life, I tell you, this, in my view, is probably one of the greatest purposes of all, is to get to that place where we're unified. Now, one last thing before we get ready to go into meditation and healing is I have recently connected with two different star beings. All right, these are beings of light, and it's very interesting. I wasn't exactly sure who they were at first, but I do have photographs of them. There's many different photographs of these beings of light online. I just happen to have these, and these star beings will be transmitting a lot of energy to us tonight in the healing. So this is where some of the higher frequencies that we are now beginning to ascend into, love, light, peace, unity, truth, true health, is coming from these star beings. And the first one, and I love these star beings, these are the Andromedans. These are from the star Andromeda. And I'm going to show them to you. I just want you to, there's many different photographs, but I'm going to show you this just so that you can see there's energy that comes off these photographs. And I'm going to read to you a little bit about these Andromedans. These come from the star Andromeda, all right? This is in our Milky Way galaxy. And these beings promote peace, education, and global governance, releasing any elite control. I had no idea that this is what these star people do and the energy that they transmit. And this is where we want to go. So they will be transmitting a lot of energy to us. So if you see a lot of green light when you're getting the healing, and I hope there's not a lot of glare on that, but if you're seeing green light, these are the Andromedans sending a lot of green light into your heart and into your auric field for healing and peace. The other star beings, it's so amazing that they came to me recently because of everything that's happening in the world. The others are the Arcturians. They're from Arcturus. All right, so they're out in the galaxy as well. And the Arcturians are here to correct through a spiritual justice system. They are here to help us balance spiritual values for transformation of global, financial, political, and societal systems. So these beings are also going to be transmitting energy to us for our healing. And it's no wonder they've come forth. We have actually called them forth not knowing it. Because I'm not sure that the third dimensional human being in the ego mind can actually create this world of peace and love. We need help. And these, we have called in these beings. They're going to be transmitting energy to us, to the world. They're quite prevalent. There's a lot of people on the planet, healers and all, who are working with the Arcturians to help revamp our systems. We need energy to help do this that's not here on the planet yet. And these beings are going to help us do it through you. Through each and every one of us in some way. And we don't have to know exactly what that is yet. And it most likely is just truly healing ourselves and elevating our own energy. Coming into that heart. Connecting with our Divine Mother, our Divine Father, and the truth and the light. All right, that God created our souls to be. So we've got probably 3 years of challenges and 20 years of integration of this. And the younger generation will carry this forward in ways that we can't even imagine right now. But this is where we're headed, and this is the purpose and the impact of what this grand conjunction and these eclipses represent. I mean, this is powerful, powerful stuff. But this is what's happening, and now you're all aware. So to whatever degree you can be in that light and continue to reach up into higher energies and frequencies through your meditations, there's lots of meditations on my website. I believe I'm going to be putting this one up there as well because I think this is going to be a very powerful one. We need to stay in the flow of this harmony. And this is how we heal the world. Big, heavy-duty stuff, everybody. Is everybody still with me? Or is your head spinning by now? Yeah, but this is where we're going. We're entering into a new era and a new paradigm. And there's always going to be destruction before there is enlightenment. But that's where we're headed. And we can navigate through this peacefully. All right? And that is what we need to do. All right? Just to recap how to prepare for this, keep healing yourself. Connect with Divine Mother and Divine Father. You're going to know how to do that better after the energy healing. Continue to hold a space of love and peace and joy leading up to the December 21st and beyond. Right, because that will set the tone. Stay in your soul's light by connecting with nature. Our animals really help us do that. And acknowledge the feelings. And let any feelings of that don't feel good, anxiety, anger, let them come up. Don't suppress them. Let them come up to be transformed. Be open to changes and be open to just embodying more light and love.